Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Moneyweb.
I'm chatting with Petro Magos. He is Velatech, South Africa Regional Representative. Petro, appreciate the time today. The iGaming industry in South Africa, my first question is going to be, when we say iGaming, what are we talking about?
Thanks for having me. iGaming talks to basically gambling online in South Africa, you know, and there's quite a few platforms that are out there and consumers enjoying it. It's entertainment, really.
And it's certainly, I mean, it's big, and some data recently came out. I mean, this is going to be, what, a plus $400 million US dollar industry this year and growing at almost 5%. I mean, we're talking significant numbers here.
The numbers are growing immensely. There's, you know, obviously pandemic created a massive move to online entertainment and purchasing. And the casino gaming industry was closed down at the time. I think it's really moved a lot of people into the online space. So, yeah, there's a massive growth. And obviously, I think data coming down and becoming less expensive has definitely contributed to it. And our purchasing habits, I think, in general, have just changed dramatically. So, yeah, it's a booming industry, and we're seeing some massive growth and a lot of excitement around the industry.
And certainly, I mean, you talk about it as entertainment. You know, when I was a kid, it was what the roller rink in the movie house and maybe a milkshake was about the heart of it. But not everyone
or
can
Pac-Man.
Get... how could I forget the Pac-Man, the 20-cent Pac-Man machine? Not everyone can get to a casino. This brings it into your living room or your friend's room or whatever the case may be. And that's part of the attraction of it, is that it can be done anywhere in the comfort of your home or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you can be in your pajamas essentially and being in a you know, on a table or betting on your favorite horse essentially. So it has changed dramatically and definitely brought it to everybody and made it almost democratizes it maybe because it's just easier to get to. You don't have to drive anywhere. So it's definitely made it easier. And it's also allowed a lot of the bricks and mortar land-based casinos to obviously get to their customers more frequently or, you know, have more customers experience their brand, you know, without having to actually drive to them.
Ah, because that was my next question was, is this omnichannel? And you're saying absolutely, is that, you know, it might be a traditional bricks and mortar who's saying, well, you don't always want to come to me for whatever reason, we can come to wherever you are.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, that's what we do quite well is that we do have a retail segment to our business. So it does allow for bricks and mortar to be tapped in. And what's nice is that it does allow that omnichannel. So you get to see your player as your consumer, because a lot of operators that are running in the space want to be able to see what their players are doing in the different spaces and whether they like a specific game that they like to play in the bricks and mortar. They can offer it online or the other way around.
And the size of it, I mean, we speak about it being a $431 million industry this year in South Africa. But I remember logging on. I wanted to place a bet on the best rugby team in the world. To be clear, that's the Sharks. But I struggled to find it. There were, I don't know, dozens of sports. The scope was just absolutely humongous. It is absolutely a player's market.
It is completely, and there are so many players in the market. Obviously, it has to. There are a lot of legal players, so that's who you really want to go and participate with. And you know, you can go and place a bet, and that makes it quite interesting because one of the things that makes us quite competitive for our clients, and obviously we're the back end. So we sit on the back end of all the casino operators or sports betting operators in the space, and what we do quite well is that we allow the operator to see what the players are interested in. So there's a nice CRM built in, which then, you know, when you as a consumer log in and you've become one of our consumers of the product, what's nice is every time you come back, you will see Sharks as being your splashback. So it kind of customizes it to you. There's some nice machine learning built in, which is really cool. And it creates a cool environment for you to play in. So it gives you comfort. And that way we can keep you within our, you know, our operator's space. Because really, you know, if you looking to entertain yourself, you probably involved in quite a few of these. You look at different casinos, you know. So if you do go to one casino, you'll go to the other, or if you go online, you'll be looking at other players as well. So you go across a number of operators. The reality is that we want to obviously help you keep and retain your player on game and having fun with you and not go anywhere else, you know.
And you mentioned CRM, and I mean, I hadn't even thought of that. Of course, it's an important component. Is, you know, when I'm in the app, then I'm there, I'm engaged. But it's keeping me engaged when I'm not, when things are coming up, when it's the Durban July or the next Sharks game or something.
Exactly, and that's the fun part, right? Is to be able to prompt you and say, "Oh, these are coming up. This is, we know you've taken an interest in horse racing, or mm-hmm, you want to mm-hmm. take the rugby, or the cricket's coming in, or whatever the case may be, or there's a nice lottery game that's coming up, or whatever the case may be." We can kind of say to you, "It's, you know, is there a there's another bit of entertainment you can get involved with?" So, that's, yeah, it's all in. We track the player. We make sure that we give them what they enjoy, give them the options to play on whatever favorite games or you know, sports they enjoy.
And your position, you said, I mean, you're not the casino, you're the back end there as well, and you take the sweat out of that. I mean, a big part of this is going to be payments, right? I've won my money, I want my $50 paid out so that I can, you know, go and spend it wildly. You kind of take that stress out from the casinos and you manage that part of the process.
Yeah, that's built into our Horizon, which is our base platform. Mm-hmm. And what it really does is ultimately take care of a whole gambit of issues, right? So KYC, making sure that obviously we know your customer, there's no anti, you know, we've got a massive AML anti-money laundering guideline built in, and there's a whole lot of AI and machine learning that's built into our system that makes sure that everything's complied to. And the biggest issue, if, you know, I know you said you'd want to bet on Sharks. Mm-hmm. If you did win, mm-hmm. one of your big pain points is if you didn't get paid, right?
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that there's a very quick, fast turnaround on payments. And we've done that very, very well. We're succinct. We've integrated with over 400 payment gateways globally. And obviously all the local ones we've brought on board. So we're very excited about that. And they've been wonderful. They've all worked well with us. Everyone seems to be quite excited about us coming into the market. So we've got a lot of meetings set up. Next week's a conference. It's an African conference actually happening in Cape Town. So we're going to be there. And we've had a lot of excitement around it. So it's definitely, the payment is one of our big turn, you know, one of our big sort of USPs, as it may be, and the CRM as well is massive, because obviously it's got quite a lot of AI and machine learning built into it. So we're modernizing the space, really.
Yeah, absolutely, from the bookies at the Durban July way back. But I take your point on...
Do you remember those books, right?
Yeah, open
those. My uncle, you know...
I used to work at a bookie in Durban, and I was the chap doing the manual calculations in the background. It was mind-boggling. Now your computer does it in seconds. We'll leave it there. That's Petra Magos, Velatech, South Africa Regional Representative. Appreciate the time.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.